I'm Jim Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, local volunteers to join Caltrans for a river cleanup on the 41st annual California Coastal Cleanup Day. The cleanup is among hundreds being organized statewide and comes before heavy autumn rains can wash trash, debris, and other waste into area waterways. You can register by going to sierrawave.net and finding our press release, Local Volunteers to Clean Up Owens River on September 20th, or you could possibly just show up. It's going to be tomorrow, Saturday, September 20th, from 9 a.m. to noon. They're going to be meeting at the Artesian Well off of East Line Street, which is east of Bishop, California. The trash and pollutants being cleaned up from the banks of the Owens River, community cleanup volunteers and local organizations, including Eastern Sierra Land Trust, Friends of the Inyo, and Caltrans will be there. So for more information on this, you can always call Christopher Andreasen at 760-937-7217. Or like I said, you could go out to Sierra Wave Media or to sierrawave.net and find the press release, Local Volunteers to Clean Up Owens River on September 20th. This is part of the 41st Annual California Coastal Cleanup Day. And there'll be a link right there where it says volunteers are invited to register here. Keeping on the theme of Caltrans, let's talk about the new incoming impacts to our area. So in Inyo County, it's going to be the Meadow Farms ADA project. Access to Tusu Lane from US 395 is anticipated to reopen on Friday, September 19th, after crews replace drainage infrastructure and southbound traffic will shift back to the inside southbound lane. Southbound outside lane and shoulder closure will shift from Barlow Lane to Tusu Lane as crews progress to the next major work area. Sidewalk work is nearly finished on the southbound shoulder between Tusu Lane and CV Lane. Bridge work over Bishop Creek will continue next week. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. One lane in each direction will remain open at all times, and drivers may experience brief delays. Businesses remain accessible during construction, and that is very important. Please continue to support our local businesses. Moving up the hill to Mono County, Sherwin Grade pavement project on US 395 from Mono County Line to Lower Rock Creek Road. One lane in each direction will close while crews stripe the pavement. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then Topaz Lake utility work on US 395 from Topaz Inspection Station to Topaz Lane near the Nevada State Line. Utility crews will install fiber optic cable Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. State Route 158 utility work on State Route 158 from Reverse Creek Lane to Gold Meadows Road. Utility crews will cross wire over the highway on Friday from 4 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Crowley Lake utility work on US 395 South Landing Road near Crowley Lake. The southbound off-ramp will close while utility crews replace poles on Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Detours will be available. Let's briefly discuss a press release that came from C5 Studios. C5 Studios, Inyo Council for the Arts, and Mono Arts Council welcome new Sierra Regional Arts Organization Network partners to the east side. Local arts organizations C5 Studios, Inyo Council for the Arts, and Mono Arts Council will welcome to the east side leaders from arts councils and organizations from Mariposa, Tuolumne, Calaveras, Amador, and Alpine counties, and the first in-person meeting between partners in an emerging network of rural arts organizations. The Sierra Regional Arts Organization Collaborative Network is a newly formed network supported as a catalyst project through Sierra Jobs First, a regional initiative working towards high-quality job growth, climate resilience, and economic prosperity in Alpine, Amador, Calaveras, Inyo, Mariposa, Mono, and Tuolumne counties. This region is one of 13 collaboratives across the state that was formed through California Jobs First, formerly the Community Economic Resilience Fund, a $600 million fund that will create high-quality, broadly accessible jobs for all Californians. There is a lot more to this article. We're just out of time. I encourage you to go read the press release. C5 Studios, Inyo Council for the Arts, and Mono Arts Council welcome new Sierra Regional Arts Organizations Network partners to the East Side. Well, what's at Bishop Twin Theaters? Well, we have Downton Abbey and the new Conjuring movie. And for showtimes, go to bishoptwintheater.com. I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook. We even have more news out there than you could possibly imagine. That's at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.